Chapter 8. Badger. "The next part is easy," said the fantastic Mr. Fox. "We only need to dig another little tunnel."
"Where are we going now, Dad?"
"Don't ask questions. Start digging." Mr. Fox and the three small foxes dug fast. They were happy now. They thought about their big dinner of Boggess's chickens, and they laughed at the farmer outside the hole. "We're nearly there," said Mr. Fox. But then they heard something above their heads. They looked up quickly. There was a long black face in a small hole in the ceiling of the tunnel.
"Badger,"
said Mr. Fox.
"Foxy,"
said Badger. Badger made the hole bigger. Then he and a small badger came through the ceiling.
"Do you know about the farmers, Foxy?"
"It's bad," Badger said. "There are people with guns everywhere. We can't go outside and look for food. And all the animals under the ground are so hungry."
"I'm sorry, Badger," said Mr. Fox. "They're looking for me. But we've got good news. At this minute, Mrs. Fox is making a special chicken dinner. You and all the other animals must come and eat with us."
"Chicken?" said Badger. "How is that possible?"
Mr. Fox put his face close to Badger's ear. "We," he said quietly, "went into Boggess's chicken house."
"No,"
said Badger. "Yes, and now we have another plan, and you can help us with it." He turned to the small badger. "Please tell all the animals about the special dinner. Then go down this tunnel and you will find our home."
"Yes, Mr. Fox."
And the little badger went quickly through the hole in the ceiling.